back in the days of high school, do you remember the days of high school? I mean, when you had to go through the cafeteria and eat some of the food that the folks there dished out. Now, when we went through in single file, once a week, we had something that everybody called mystery meat. We had no idea what it was. I mean, it was a combination of meats left over from during the week. It was something that was all mixed together. We all tried to guess, and most of us would eat it. It was okay. Didn't kill us, obviously, but it was considered mystery. We didn't know what it was. I'm going to say right now, there's a lot of mystery spirituality all around us. A lot of spirituality that's been mixed up and changed and offered. It's real. People are, well, gobbling it down, but they don't know the source. They don't know the real content. Listen, spiritual experiences, events, and encounters, well, they're absolutely real. Tremendous spiritual energies are out there, absolutely real. But most do not have an understanding of the plotted counterfeit that is, burgeoning among us right now. Hey, welcome tonight. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net, Monday night, Wednesday night, Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 Eastern Standard Time. And I am just absolutely glad to be with you tonight. We are back from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Thank you to Cindy and Bill. Thank you again to the door they, by God's leading, opened up for us up there. And what a meeting. Listen, my great joy was meeting individuals from just all over. Great believers in Christ that understand the spiritual counterfeits, the conflict that is going on, and understand the need to know, the depth of biblical revelation, the hand of God in our lives, and what's going on all around us. So listen, you're joining us tonight for a brand new series. This week, the topic for March 29th to April the 2nd, listen now, the Spiritual Counterfeits Project, the quest to replace God. Tonight, the title Fallen Cherub, the Fallen Cherub, the Counterfeit, and the Evolution to Godhood. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., Survive to Thrive Radio Network. As the guest host, the title that night, tomorrow night, is The Masquerade of the Counterfeit Spirituality, The Physics of Darkness. And then Wednesday night, 6 p.m., The Three Main Powers of Satanic Counterfeit, Finite Powers. Then Friday night, Ripping Off the Lid of Dark Powers, Their Exposure, Defeat, and Destruction. Very important during this week, because if you're listening right now or during the archives, you've been prayed for. And I thank the Lord that there are many of you that pray for me. I want you to know that this hour is very providential. Maybe again, in a very supernatural way, you've been guided to listen. Or you've been given a CD or the archives or been sent a link. And somebody wanted you to hear. And listen, I'm just grateful. And I am just simply compelled by the Spirit of God and the love of God. God so loved the world. And that's what's in my heart for your life, for everyone listening. And listen, what a joy the power and presence and the love of God really is. It is absolutely the will of God to know God personally. You can know God personally. Wherever you're at right now, whatever's going on, you can know God personally. Got back from Michigan in the wee hours, 4:30 a.m. Sunday, and finally went to bed about 5:30. Got up later the afternoon, did a lot of web work, everything else, getting ready for the week, and just contemplating what occurred Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Being way up there, about 11 hours, my daughter went with me. We were all prayed up. People had prayed up. What an incredibly, absolutely protected, guarded event, and very powerful, I believe. And what a group of individuals we met. And I got to say again, thank you to Cindy and Bill. And listen, I know one thing for all of us that were there, that there is a real sense. And I asked the crowd up there, how many here feel that kind of dark, ominous cloud that is, you know, that darkness in the air that's coming? And again, almost everybody raises their hands, and that is not only what millions, but I think billions around the world are now saying that they feel. So I want you to know that what we've done with the Michigan event, and I was allowed to stand there for about 6 hours and do the teaching, answer questions. We gave out the notes, didn't always stick to the notes at all, but we've done this on the website, shatterthedarkness.net. Shatterthedarkness.net. If you scroll down where it says the conference in Michigan, we've now got a web page that has all 6 hours placed there, along with the notes, if you were not able to go to Michigan. This is the good news about the folks up there. They just wanted the, you know, the material out. You can download them. You can make CDs. You can send it, whatever you'd like to do with it. But all 6 hours have been recorded, and they are there. Now we're going to add a seventh by this Wednesday because we didn't finish the notes. So you'll have about 7 hours, I don't know, maybe eight, from the Michigan Conference Biblical Revelation for These Times. So it's all there for you, and may God bless you in that. Send it to whoever you want to. That's good, too. I want you to know, too, that, listen, if you couldn't come to Michigan, and it's always a great thing. Listen, I met a great guy from a great brother now from Quebec, Canada. Might be listening to this or the archives later. I want to say amen. I told this individual after listening to them and seeing the books they're buying and the courses they're buying and the materials and this commitment, it's like, you know, I told him, I said, you know what, I'm less worried about Quebec, Canada now, because there's a brother in Christ that is growing and ready to do something great. And let me just say that I kind of pray that that brother and many others listening now will become like, Philip in the book of Acts, the end of chapter 7 and chapter 8. If you want to see the enormous manifestation of the power of God and how a life can be used in one city. One life, one city. There it is. So don't say that you're weak. Don't say you can't do anything. Don't say you don't have any influence. If you walk with God, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened. Tremendous things. Nothing is impossible for them that believe. So it is time to allow God, instead of just watching the darkness, screaming about the darkness, it is very, very, very important that that we do the mission of God and see the hand of God, the power of God, the grace of God, the love of God be unveiled. Once again, thanks for listening tonight. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. And if you want to email me during the show, you can. It is shatterxmail at sbcglobal.net. But I got to tell you, the next conference, another conference is coming. And I am now praying, really, I want to do conferences all over. I want to do these kind of engagements, even with pastors out there. Listen, I'm used to doing crusade evangelism type events for local churches and coming and involving more direct ministry. And I kind of now wish I would have done a little bit more of that in Michigan and offered an invitation to prayer time and things like that. But we'll do that and maybe open that up a little bit more at the other conferences. But we'd love to do this, a very important agenda that is going to be driving a lot of what we do that involves the nation. And it should involve the nation that you're in, because God wills that a nation would turn to Christ, believe Christ, and become obedient to God by this massive unveiling of the prophetic revelation of God. And so I want you to take a look at Romans chapter 16, verse 25 on down. Save the nation, fierce prayer, aggressive action. It's going to be a big theme coming out this spring. Going to do a lot of this. And I'm not willing to give the nation or my city or my family and friends and relatives, I'm not willing to give it over to the dogs. I'm not willing to sit back and watch the ship go down without a fierce fight clothed in heaven's power and presence to the glory of God. Why? Because God is. God is fighting for you. God, listen, if you're a believer in Christ, look at this incredible revelation of God in Acts chapter 8. It is God that is working in your behalf for the good, the arrangement. If God be for you, who can be against you? Will you stand up? Will you stand up and fight in the midst of this nation, in your nation? Fight for souls to come to Christ. Fight for believers to be strengthened, to be built back up. You know, seek the wounded believers and bring healing and get them to stand back up. And listen, do all you can to the glory of God. There is so much that can be done. Take a read, Hebrews 11. They conquered kingdoms. They administered justice. So many things. Great revivals. Thousands upon thousands to come to Christ yet, and a great power of God to be released. So we're praying for St. Louis, the conference there, where Mary Jo Schneller and Tony Kell and Dr. Gregory Reed and myself, Russ Dizdar, and Lynn Marzulli, we're going to be there the 8th and the 9th of April, less than 2 weeks away. And there's going to be a conference Friday and Saturday, and we're going to hope that you're going to be there. You can go to our site and look down a little bit. You'll find the St. Louis Conference. Click on. There's a website that will tell you everything about it. The title that they put out is, The Truth is Out There, Christian Symposium on the Paranormal. And I hope that you'll be there. You'll see that some of the titles are right there, but there's a webpage where you can contact. And they are doing tickets for this one. There's also the conference in Nashville, which will really be pumping up right after this St. Louis one, too. So listen, again, great to have you tonight. Providential moment in time. You know, it really is. That's why having time with God in the morning, having time with God during the day. That's why, you know, getting into the Word of God, memorizing Scripture. You know, spiritually speaking, the believer can have great, deep experience, powerful events, great encounter, tremendous, working of God. Read the book of Acts, man. Read the book of Acts. See what God does through active believers. I mean, believers that have stepped out and launched out to take up the cross, to do what Jesus said to do. Look what they have done. Look what you can do. Today I'm concerned, though, in the world that we live in, as I speak, as we breathe, there is the fallen cherub. There is vast, unprecedented, counterfeit spirituality, counterfeit experiences, counterfeit events, counterfeit encounters. I mean, there is massive, massive, massive spirituality out there. Massive, massive engagement with entities and spiritual energies and non-human enhancements and encounters and things that literally are so supernatural, they're just literally knocking the wigs off people. But not everything is good. And I'm kind of, I think that it's absolutely important to realize that those in the New Age and those that are embracing counterfeit spirituality, they are not the ones that are screaming out there, listen, there's danger, deadly, spiritual, lethal danger. I'm going to mention two things specifically about tonight's message. That this vast supernatural counterfeit expressed in experiences, events, and encounters. It all involves the quest for an evolution to godhood. That's why I'm looking right now at scientists and folks at NASA and folks that are deep into theoretical physics. There are very educated individuals out there. And they're buying in to this deeply now manifest spiritual offer of an evolution to godhood. Of an evolution to godhood that has been, listen, the didache, the concept, the promise, the offer has been here for thousands and thousands of years. Let's think about it for a moment. An evolution to Godhead. An evolution to godhood. An evolution to deity. I mean, right now as I speak, I clearly understand that I'm finite. I was out in the woods this afternoon going about 5 miles back into the... Well, the trails that I was on today were just the regular hiking trails. I was loaded down with gear as I went back, kind of muddy and sloppy back there, about 39 degrees, I think, back in there. But it was a great experience being back there and doing the workout and doing the exercise. I could only run so fast, only jump so high. Being finite, it took me an hour to get through that. Being finite, I had to enter into a car and drive home. That took another 15 minutes. Being finite, I understand my limitations. Even created in the image of God in the beginning, bearing the Imago Dei, this incredible majesty, this incredible beauty that we originally had, even that was finite. Luciferians can talk about the bright serpent. They can talk about the coming new Fuhrer. They can talk about the bright shining one. They can talk about the world teacher, the coming Maitreya. In every example, in every bit of speech, in every bit of discussion, it's all finite. Do we understand finite means that there are clearly expressed limitations? There are vast limitations. Finite, we had a beginning. Finite, we have limitations. Finite, we can have an ending. Finite. I have no problem with that. I have no problem confessing clearly, I am not God. Anybody that thinks they are, anybody that says this in the New Age movement and other places, anybody that believes that they're going to become God, really? Really? Come on. Are we nuts or what? God, infinite. God, immeasurable. God, immortal. God, indestructible. God, indefeatable. God, infinite. No beginning, no end, no... Listen, you've got to understand the real nature of infinity when it comes to God. The vast universe. The entire material existence. Every single thing we can see, touch, examine, put under a microscope, and even have the super collider draw into the atlas and try to define... is but material existence, and every ounce of it is vast, as powerful, as massive, is all finite. The sun is finite. The sun cannot extend its heat to warm up other planets that are behind us. It can only go so far. You're listening right now, whether by the computer or on wherever you're at right now, whatever this moment in time, you are finite. God is infinite. And it's almost hard for us to really wrap that around our heads, conceive that. There's almost an issue of being incomprehensible. How can you know the mind of God? Really, can somebody penetrate God? Can somebody pull God down, put him on a table, slice him up and dissect him? Can somebody just reach up and steal some of the powers of God? God, in all of the revelation of God and all of his vast, listen now, immeasurable presence, there is not only this incredible revelation of his relational nature, but of his revelation, God's revelation of his own being. And I want you to know right now, whoever's listening, listen, I want you to hear this, that when you look at Christ, you need to take a big, vast look. I know that counterfeit spirituality, wherever it's been proposed and revealed and accepted and reiterated, it will always seek to take the real eternal Christ and pull him down, strip him, de-deify. Some of you listening right now may have but counterfeit, finite, I mean, it's real. The mystery meet at that high school was real. I don't know what it was. Many people have spiritual experiences. They don't know what it is. They have that sleep paralysis, a presence that comes, sits on a bed, pushes you down, a voice to scowl, voices in the head, things that are occurring, non-human enhancements, something drawing people out of their bodies, out into the, well, whatever, astral plane? Really? Courtney Brown, the remote viewer, and, you know, listen, promoter of, I'm going to say it very clearly, counterfeit spirituality. Talks about his meeting with Christ out there in the astral plane. Talks about going to a room and getting into a room, a finite room, a description of a finite Jesus. Every single thing described in Courtney Brown, the remote viewer's engagement with a counterfeit Christ, is finite, limited. I'm going to answer the question later on this show. Why do some people embrace, grab, and live by counterfeit spirituality? Counterfeit spirituality with entities that are finite, powers that are finite, supernatural presence that cannot give eternal life, cannot break the death code, the sin code, cannot shut the doors of hell itself. Finite powers that operate on the, listen, operate in sync with the doctrines and agendas of hell itself. See, we have been told, test the spirits to see whether they're from God. We have been told to not let ourselves be deceived. I mean, you can go back to Matthew chapter 24, and it's amazing to me that even when it comes to talk show hosts, millions of those listening to all kinds of information and listening to speakers and reading books and going to meetings and having encounters, that they're almost willing to accept any kind of spiritual experiences. Even those taking ayahuasca or drugs like in the 60s or today that would be used to open up to spirits and spirit guides and spiritual experience and events and encounters. They are all real, but they are lethal and deadly in their source and in their grip. And in their ultimate purpose. Here's one bottom line factor that we need to understand. Finite fallen spirits cannot, will not ever lead anyone to God, to Christ, or to the Bible. They will always bring and attempt a counterfeit on every level. Counterfeit doctrine, counterfeit Christ, counterfeit prophecy, counterfeit prophets, counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles. Counterfeit Christ, anti-Christ. the most expressed spiritual agenda that can be absolutely identified if you have the tools. If you have the superior Spirit of God-given revelation unveiled in your heart, if you have eyes that are lit by the Spirit of God, then you'll be able to see. You'll be able to see the unprecedented ramping up, the unprecedented rise of incredible, supernatural, very powerful, supernatural experiences. Counterfeit energy. You know what I feel from God, from the presence of Christ? I mean, the Apostle Paul talks about this. I'll give it to you in a few moments here. But the concept of energy, energy work, people that are dealing with energies. Really? You ever read in Colossians chapter 1? Let me just read this to you real quick. At the end of chapter 1, the apostle, by the leading, listen, of the Spirit of God, these are the words the Spirit of God says. We proclaim him, referring to Jesus Christ, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. Listen now to verse 29. To this end I labor, struggling with all, referring to Christ, to God, with all his energy, which so powerfully works in me. With his energy, which so powerfully works in me. Now I'm going to tell you right now, if there are psychics, readers of the dead, if there are those in the realm of remote viewing, astral projection, there are those that are engaged in psi powers. And you know what they are? You experience them. I agree with you. They're real. But what's the source? I'm reading here about a working. It comes from the Greek word energēs, with all his energy. I feel the energy of God. There is an expressed energy. You can look up the word if you want to, the Greek word. Well, listen, as you look at the word, it has the idea of a supernatural operating energy. Did you know that? Listen, psychics and remote viewers and those in Reiki healing, those many, many millions of individuals, they're into energy and they feel the energy and they can transfer energy and they can take drugs and they can open up to spiritual energies and they can feel the energies and so forth and so on. Listen, I want you to know right now, as a believer in Christ, long before I got saved, in that Buddhist temple and in the spiritual experiences I had, there was energy. There was a spiritual operating energy. When I came to Christ and Christ came into my life and the power of God came in, the energy of God, this operating presence, this supernatural, effectual working. Listen, do the study yourself. Many, many of you, thousands and thousands of Bible believers, can go to Colossians chapter 1, verse 29. And that's how we should be working, with all his energy operating powerfully inside of us. That's incredible. That the energy of God, this supernatural, expressed, felt energy of God. Now listen, as a human being, I've talked about capacity. We all have in our created capacity, body, soul, and spirit. We all have the ability to perceive and to feel, and we have literally an energy. Why does your heart beat? Your heart is beating right now. If it's not, you're not listening to me. If your heart's not beating right now, you are not listening to me at all. You're dead. But if you're listening to me right now and your heart is beating, there is a created, you can call it electronic, you can call it what you want to, but there's a presence, a energy, a something that keeps your heart beating. There's energy that flows from the human spirit. And the difficulty now is in our human capacity and in our limited sense, finite sense of energy, spiritual capacity, perception, discernment, and all the ability we have. It's real. We have that. It's finite. It is meant to be lit up by the living presence of God, His presence, power, and energes, His energy. It is possible that the dark side, seeking to counterfeit anything and everything of God's, will come to you and seek to grab hold of your human capacity and bring energy and bring experience and bring events and bring encounters. Now, I want you to hear me and I want you to listen. Write this down, think this through, read the scriptures and think through it. Behind all spiritual energy coming to us, behind the energy is always entity. Behind the energes, the energy, expressed supernatural energy of God in me, is the person. Behind this feeling, this presence, this power, this energy of God that operates even now as I speak. Now again, I'm asking all believers to go to Colossians 1:29. About an energes, a working of God's presence that works, operates supernaturally within me. By dunamai, by power. Dunamai in the Greek is the expressed power of God. The expressed felt power that causes a sense of operating enhancement. God enhances you. If you're a believer in Christ, if you've heard the words of Jesus, you shall receive power from on high. You'll be clothed with power. New Agers, you don't have that. Psychics and remote viewers and those that are engaged with other kinds of energy, counterfeit energies, you don't have this. See, the energy inside any human being that has believed upon the real living Christ who's come into their life and expressed the dynamic saving power of God that deposits within us and is upon us and literally now animates the believer is the expressed power of the Holy Spirit felt as energes. Literally a supernatural operating. Listen, believers in Christ, this is very exciting. Go read about it in the book of Philippians. You ever read the words? For it is God who is at work in you. Same word, energes. An operating, expressed, an energy of God. This is the felt, moving presence of God. It is God who is at work in you to will and to act according to His good pleasure. When you're laboring for the Lord, when you're soul winning, when you're sharing, when you're ministering, when you're doing work, I feel the energy of God yesterday, or Saturday rather, 6 hours standing there and sharing. And you know what? I felt the inner gaze, this supernatural operative presence of God as I worked. As I spoke, as I interacted with individuals. And so the question is, would you rather have the expressed dunamis power and the energy, the energes, the energy of God operative inside of you, on you, or do you want the counterfeit? Both are real. One comes and is inseparable from the living personal presence of God. The other is also connected to, inseparably, from entities, finite, and that they oppose God. They don't want you to know the entity behind the counterfeit energy. Let me say it again. They don't want you to know the reality of the entity, the personal presence, the entity behind the counterfeit spiritual energy operating in the New Age, operating in occultism, operating among cults, operating among the new remote viewers, operating in astral projection, operating in supernaturally enhanced psi ops or psi onyx or psi powers. That's the difference. The emphasis on the side of knowing God is when I say that I feel his energy and I feel his power, I feel him. It is directly related to God making himself known in personal relationship. God's energy makes God known. God's power makes God known. God's not hiding behind expressed power and expressed energy. God's not hiding behind it. He is it. He is in it. Whereas when it comes to the counterfeit, when it comes to fallen finite spirits operating the counterfeit, they want to give you the non-human enhancements. They want to give you the events, the encounters, the experiences, without you knowing who they really are. And as a matter of fact, they are so supernaturally above humanity as far as in power and ability to masquerade, to bring a supernatural blinding. Their expressed energy is cloaked automatically in blinding, masqueraded presence. If you're a psychic, if you're a New Ager, if you're an energy worker, if you are have objects, if you're getting into drugs and ayahuasca and other drugs that open you to the spiritual realm, and you're feeling energy, you're receiving energy, letting energy come out of you that's beyond just mere human. Do you know the entity behind it? And even if the energy, listen, that you feel, even if the entity behind all that expressed counterfeit supernatural spiritual energy, even if you get to the entity, will it tell you what it really is? When it comes to counterfeit spirituality, the goal is to cloak. When it comes to counterfeit spirituality, the goal is to deceive, to seduce and to deceive, to preoccupy and to distract, to give a counterfeit spiritual engagement. It's how it all began in the beginning. It's how it happened in the last thousands of years. There are counterfeit gods and goddesses. And expressed, there is counterfeit doctrine, prophecies, miracles, signs and wonders. Can the counterfeit energy, spiritual energy, bring about a healing? Bring about an encounter? Bring about, you know, enhancements to humanity? Yes. Do you want that? None of the counterfeit can save you. None of the counterfeit can erase your sin. None of the counterfeit can break the death code. None of the counterfeit can implant into you the gift of Omnion Zoe, eternal life, the life that comes out of heaven. They can give you the counterfeit, oh, you're reincarnation, you've been 100 people before, you're going to be 100 people again. Transmigration of souls. Are you going to go out into the light? Out into the light. Go out to the light. I want to go out to the light. I see dead people. Dear friends, listen to me. What light? What light are you going out to? When you die and your human spirit was dead to God, and in your heart you accepted counterfeit spiritual experiences, which means that you rejected the real, what could have been yours, you're not going to get it afterwards. The Spirit of God has expressly said, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, here's what it says. They perish because they refused to love the truth that they might be saved. Could have been. You might be listening to me right now and you don't even know God. You don't know Christ. You don't experience the expressed presence, power, and energy of God. Before I ever came to Christ and experienced and had come into my life and never leave the presence, power, and energy of God, before that occurred. Oh, buddy, I can tell you that I felt experience and power and presence and energy and so forth and everything. Again and again and again, I sat in a temple. Again and again and again, I did meditations. Again and again and again, I read books and practiced things that opened me up to spiritual experience, spiritual power. I was in a search for it. And it seemed as though the spiritual energies, doctrines, presence, experiences, and encounters that I had were leading me to more and more and more. But none of those led me to God. To the gift of eternal life, to the gift of knowing that I know that I know that I know God. None of it led me to the power, presence, and energy of God. And I'm going to tell you right now that if the energy that you have operating in your life and the spiritual energy, experiences, events, and encounters have not led you to knowing God absolutely for sure, and knowing that you have the gift of eternal life, knowing that it's, you know, God's presence and power and energy leads us into personal, knowable, relational relationship. Did you know that? It is not about just what the dark side offers. They want to offer you, because you're lost, without the presence of God, your spirit is dead to God, yet we are spiritual beings. You have spiritual capacities. You have the abilities to extend so far. So the dark side seeks to engage you, offer to you enhancements, bring to you experiences, events, encounters, and even felt spiritual energy. And open you up and enable you. And you might be very powerful. I mean, deep, dark Luciferians who really know the difference. See, they don't play the game. They know the powers that they have come from, well, you know, Lucifer comes directly from deep, dark power demons. Ancient Brotherhood type Satanists, they know that's the power they're engaged with. But for the millions and millions and millions in Europe and in the Netherlands and the Finns and the Germans and the in UK and in Ireland and all across Canada and Australia, in Russia, the offer of counterfeit energy, experiences, events, and encounters are occurring, I'm going to tell you right now, by the millions. Yes, they are real. Can you learn how to leave your body? Yes. Can you learn how to hear voices? Yes. Can you have your third eye opened? Yes. Can you take certain drugs that open you to entities and give to you and transfer into you energies? Yes. Can there be absolutely astounding supernatural events from these finite fallen spirits? Yes. And they will also, the deeper you go and the further you open up to them, they will also do all that they can to keep you from God and drag you to hell itself. The entity behind the counterfeit supernatural experiences, events, encounters, and the counterfeit energy, the entity behind this doesn't give a darn about your eternal well-being, does not have the ability to break the sin code, the death code, and hell itself. Cannot and would not want you to go to God. Go to the counterfeit fake light. Yeah, as soon as you go into that light, as soon as you go through that light, your eyes are going to get opened, all right, to those dark, incredibly, horrifically looking demonic presences. And you will have an eye-opening experience that you are eternally separated from God because you have rejected the voice of the Holy Spirit. You've rejected the power and the expressed, felt energy of God the Holy Spirit to pull you and bring you and draw you and summon you to the living Christ who loves you, who would break the sin code, death code, the legalities of hell, and come into you with an embrace of personal, infinite, relational love. Do you want to know God? Or do you just simply want the counterfeit? And again, if that's ultimately your choice, you perish because you refused to love the truth. See, I'm going to ask all believers this week, I'm going to ask everyone listening, why don't you do a great and deep study for 5 days? The book of 1 John, chapter 2, it deals with real spiritual anointing and counterfeit spiritual anointing. In chapter 4, it deals with knowing and recognizing the spirit of error in contrast to the spirit of truth. Knowing and recognizing the spirit of error in context to knowing the difference between the spirit of error and the spirit of truth. Listen, it's both there. It's both there. You can examine your life right now. And unless you just say, well, you know what? I'm an agnostic. I'm an atheist. I'm a nihilist. I'm a hedonist. And I don't want any spirituality. I just want to have an existential moment so that I don't fall into the depression of nihilism. What do you want with your life? It's your life. God says it's a unique life. God says that the measure of the value of your life is seen at the foot of the cross where somebody substituted for you. Luciferian and Satanist and New Ager, pagan, Wiccan, Abaqua, whatever your background spiritually, I don't care if you're Benjamin Krim himself. Failing to recognize what happened at the cross, who it really was on the cross, is not just a failure to recognize. It may be clearly a moral, spiritual choice. They perish because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. There may be some listening to this voice right now that in the end, you're in hell. In the end, you're separated from God forever because you rejected the spirit, the energy, the power, the voice, the message behind just this human instrument. See, I'm not ashamed to tell you. I'm just simply a finite, imperfect human instrument, but I know God. I know the living Christ, the same Christ that lived and died on the cross and rose from the dead. Just as the energies, experiences, events, and encounters that come from the counterfeit that millions upon millions upon millions are experiencing, just as that is absolutely real, so is the absolute reality of the Spirit and presence and power of God, of His love, of the giftings, the charismatic giftings of God's Spirit in the believer's life. You see, New Agers are believers, remote viewers are believers. They're just believers in a different energy, different experience, different event, different encounter, different entity. You can't have both. You can't have fallen dark spirits and be enhanced and still say you want God. It's one or the other. You know, I know individuals that do have powerful counterfeit demonically given enhancements, abilities. They are so hooked and so deeply into it, they don't want to give up their experienced counterfeit real powers in order to come to Christ and to know God, because those counterfeit spiritual energies connected to the entities are there to convince you. Do not leave. Do not go. So you would have to give them up. You would have to renounce them. You would have to say, instead of my human construct, my body, soul, and spirit, instead of the eyes of my heart, the spiritual capacities for discernment, for knowing, for perception, instead of counterfeit spiritual energy experience, events, encounters, and those entities, instead of that, I renounce all of that. I want God, Christ, the gift of salvation, the power of God, the life of God, the energies, the energy of God that would work powerfully in you. Why live your life? There's so many right now. They're making money. They're, quote, professional spiritual shamans, leaders, teachers, channelers, and even remote viewers. The power and the felt expressed energies are real, but I'm telling you, in the sight of God and in the name of the living Christ, that the entity behind counterfeit spirituality is lethal. They are more powerful than your unaided perception. And they will seek to keep you from God and try to give you alternative concept of God, alternative feeling of God, alternative doctrines to God. Everything is alternative. Do you know God? Do you know the living Christ? Because behind the energy, dark energy, that people feel in the atmosphere, the immediate atmosphere in the world today, behind the coming catastrophic events, the bloody chaos that will break out, behind all of that. And let me say this, none of it can be there, none of it can happen. There is no chaos, there is no globalism, there is no antichrist, there is no false prophet, there is no opening of the abyss without the expressed power or the energy that flows from these finite, dark, demonic entities. They're entities. They got names. They got function. They got power. It just simply doesn't serve God. They're in opposition. They got to cloak who they are as entities as they offer you experiences, events, encounters, and energies. And if you got their energy, if you got their felt, expressed supernatural energy, that means you've been layered with a blinding. You ever hear the word of God in 2 Corinthians 4:4? In reference to the presence that may be in your life. Small g, the God of this eon, this age, this time period, which depicts his finite existence. The fallen cherub, the counterfeit. And even his desire to evolve and take the place of God. He can't do it. Finite can't become the infinite. No matter how much or the full expressed power, every ounce of the power of Satan himself, he cannot change himself and become God. As powerful as he is, in comparison to God, infinite omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence. Those attributes are not in Lucifer. Those attributes are not in the gods and the goddesses of the East or the West occultism. They're real. They will express power. They will give you things in counterfeit to God. Do you want counterfeit doctrine? Do you want counterfeit experience? Counterfeit all of that? Let me tell you one of the number one reasons why. And I'm going to tell you that here in a second. Let me tell you this. When it comes to counterfeit spirituality, the drive to guide people to a evolution to godhood, that is the counterfeit promise to eternal life, glorification. That is the counterfeit promise that causes individuals to lose grip on what God really promises. The evolution to godhood has never occurred, not even in the fallen cherub. I think Satanists and Luciferians and Gnostics, pantheists and others should understand this. The promise coming from a finite fallen entity who himself has never been able to become infinite God cannot enable you to. By what power could he give you eternal life? By what power could he give you total forgiveness of sin? Well, let me tell you something. Many millions are grabbing onto the counterfeit because that is all they have. Jesus Christ, his power, his love, the enormity of God can come into your life. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord can be saved. Come to Christ. Give your heart to Jesus Christ. Come to the power of God. Listen, this is Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net. We'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.